Welcome back to Spin on Golf on WJR with David Hall and PGA golf professional Jordan Young. Presented by DMC Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to Spin on Golf. Too many people in the studio to name at this point. Jordan and Gobes. Frank asked the question, what is the latest in golf instruction? By the way, then we got a guest we got to go right to. Jordan?
Well, I mean, I'm glad we have Andy on the show because we're going to go right there. But I think it's ground forces and weight and the feet. And I think it's been overlooked. And we're going to ask him some good questions.
Okay. Well, let's get right to it. So the founder of Stack and Tilt, it's an honor to have you on the show. Andy Plummer, thanks for joining us on Spin on Golf. How are you tonight?
Thank you very much for having me, guys. I'm speaking to you from the Turning Stone Golf Club side of a former PGA Tour event and up in upstate New York.
Outstanding. So,
thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me.
We appreciate you coming on.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about Stack and Tilt. It's been out there for a while. And, Jordan, I know that we wanted to have Andy on the show for a while for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, you know, we have a couple of our instructors, Joelle Harding and Will Ellender, that have kind of versed me on a lot of the stuff. And I've been lucky enough to watch a few of the videos and learn a lot of things. So tell me what's new and exciting about Stack and Tilt, Andy.
Well, first of all, I think I should define it for you, so that everyone listening to the program understands really what Stack and Tilt is. People talk about it sometimes. Sometimes the definition of what it is sometimes gets lost. So I would just define Stack and Tilt as a system for playing golf that's built around a three-dimensional description of the swing. And it's that three-dimensional description of the swing that really generated some controversy in some circles a few years ago. And I would say that our goal really is to just make golf easy in the beginning for beginning golfers, but to be able to have a system that's broad enough that can offer a sophisticated detail for an expert player. And maybe we'll get into some of that in this conversation.
Go ahead, Gobes.
Andy, Jeff Goble here.
Hi, Jeff.
How you doing? Thanks for being
good
on with us. What are some of the influences that you've had, other instructors and people that you grew up listening to and reading about, and what was the...
Thank you for asking that question, because the largest influences, I think, really started with the book, the geometry book, The Golfing Machine. It's a book by Homer Kelly. That's really where our roots started, and it led us to Mac O'Grady, who made a lasting impression on both Mike and I. He really taught us how to measure the swing and how to break it apart, to learn the identity of the to be able to break the swing apart, to learn the identity of the individual pieces. And when he taught us that, he really made us self-sufficient, which is, I think, the ultimate compliment for any instructor or any coach. So The Golfing Machine, Mac O'Grady, and then Mike Bender deserves to be mentioned here too, because he helped Mike Bennett and I both to learn how to teach, and gave us a lot of guidance along the way.
Hey, Andy, I'm the worst player in this whole group of guys on the show, okay?
And you almost made a hole in one today, okay?
Yeah,
it
but
sounds like a good
look,
group
I'm,
here.
I'm a high single-digit handicapper, okay?
Yeah.
And what I want to know, and it's tough for us because we don't have pictures to refer to on the radio, but what exactly are you stacking? What are you tilting in this concept?
Well, that's a good question. What are you stacking and what are you tilting, and why the name? We get asked that a lot. Really, what we're describing is how to make a centered turn with your shoulders. And the only way to make a centered turn is to extend and to tilt. And so what we're explaining is how you have to tilt to stay stacked or to stay centered. That's the idea. And that's how the name got started. That's where the real rub is in some circles. I don't think there's much controversy about that anymore, about how to do a centered turn. I think that's a measurable fact these days with three-dimensional measuring. But I will say this, that the amount of left tilt that all golfers tilt to the left on their backswing. Every single golfer who's ever played who's any good has a side tilt. That's an anatomical fact. Second, the best golfers tilt more to the left on the backswing than the poorest ones. That's a measurable statistical fact. And third, the amount of the movement of left tilting on the backswing has been systematically discouraged by the industry of golf teaching and put under the into the context of a reverse pivot. And that's really the reason for the name, is that the definition of the basic movements have been poorly defined in Mike and I's mind.
Just for the record, David's been stacking and tilting here in the
studio,
and I'm trying to get him to extend more, and he's looking at me with these eyes.
Okay, so but I got the tilting part. I'm going to keep tilting to the left a little bit as I'm going back, but am I stacking the weight on the right leg then, or on the inside of the right foot? Where am I stacking?
Frank, you move too laterally. You need to extend more.
Right. Well, the extending, tilting, and turning is how you move your body to stay centered. The weight is a good question. I think I heard someone on the call here mention that earlier. There's a lot of controversy about the measurement of what the word weight means in golf instruction today. It's a real conversation that the industry's having with itself. In our world, we start out with a weight on the left. I would submit that every good golfer does. I never imagined 7 years ago telling people to start out with their weight on the left was such a controversial subject. Right. But if you take a pressure plate out to a golf tournament at the setup, you'll find that nearly all the good players set up with their weight on the left. But the way that the weight is measured on the backswing, the word weight has different meanings to many different people. So if you'd like to delve into that, I'm willing, but I'll just let you kind of...
We would love to on next week's show.
Yeah, that's going to be for a longer... We got like a minute left, Andy. Just real quick, the whole, you know, you talk about controversial and stuff. Obviously, stack and tilt works for some guys, and just like anything, you know, any golf swing, you know, others maybe it doesn't work for. But like in your mind, like where does stack and tilt go from here, and how do you, like, what's your plan? And I know you only got a minute, but just over the next whatever it is period of time.
Yeah, thank you for asking. That's a good question. Our goal really is to make golf easy for people who play golf every day. So our goal is to define the basic movements of the swing and to define the fundamentals of golf so that the average golfer can access instruction much easier. So we design a simple system in the beginning that helps people learn how to use it, and we define the fundamentals so that people can learn how to measure their progress effectively. I think people become bewildered when they're helpless, when they can't practice with any productivity. So I think that where we go from here is to help people around the world understand the basic fundamentals of how to play golf, because I think that those are very misunderstood.
All right, we got to fly, Andy. Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate Andy Plummer from Stack and Tilt. Jordan, you got something?
Yeah, we're going to.
Thank you very much.
We're going to try to have Andy and Mike out at Fox Hills, so we appreciate it.
Good. All right, sounds good.